It's been another dismal week in the United States as the multi-billion dollar losses from the subprime crisis deepen. Today, things got worse for the global investment bank that started the tremors when it revealed its exposure 5 months ago. The Bear Stearns Investment House posted the first loss in its 76-year history, revealing that its subprime-related losses had blown out to almost $2 billion. And the ratings agency Standard & Poor's is now warning that financial markets are sceptical about whether even the massive cash injections by the world's central banks will ease the widening crisis. Business editor Peter Ryan has our report.
Bear Stearns was the first major investment bank to be hit by its exposure to subprime mortgage defaults when back in July two of its hedge funds collapsed. 5 months after triggering the subprime mortgage crisis, which forced the disclosure of even greater write-downs from other banking giants, including Citigroup, Merrill Lynch, UBS and Morgan Stanley, the news for Bear Stearns got a lot worse.
There's still very little holiday cheer from Bear Stearns this session. Wall Street was expecting a grim financial report from the company, but they didn't think that it would be this bad.
Bear Stearns shocked Wall Street with its first ever loss, an $854 million dive in fourth quarter profit. On top of that, the bank announced its initial estimate for subprime-related write-downs had blown out to almost $2 billion. The heavier-than-expected carnage sparked a 3% fall in the value of Bear Stearns stock.
Even though you see the write-downs that we saw at Bear Stearns, the market was prepared for them.
Even so, Peter Dunay, a market strategist at Lieb Capital Management, wonders if this signals the end of the big subprime write-downs.
That's still a big speculation, but given the combination of the investments we're getting from other groups and the way the financials are holding up, I think the market is expecting that we're near the end of the write-downs as opposed to the middle or still early phase of it.
Bear Stearns chief executive James Kane and his senior managers will forego their annual bonuses after describing the losses as unacceptable. Mr. Kane has been heavily criticised for taking a hands-off role during the subprime meltdown amid reports that he relaxed playing golf and bridge while Bear Stearns stumbled. Meanwhile, with a bumpy year ahead, some economists say relax while you can.
Problem is it's not summer anymore, and things are getting colder, both for the economy and for the weather out there.
David Weiss is chief economist at the ratings agency Standard & Poor's, which has been under increasing fire this year for not predicting the extent of subprime losses. With flat growth expected in the United States next year and the chance the US consumer will stop spending, he's joined predictions about a recession in the world's biggest economy.
We think the first half of next year is really going to be the bad period, the rough landing for this economy.
The expectation of widening subprime defaults as the global credit crunch takes a grip is continuing to rattle confidence in the United States all the way to the Oval Office.
Like many Americans, I'm concerned. And I'm concerned about the fact that Americans see their costs going up. I know Americans are concerned about whether or not their neighbor may stay in their house. And so we're dealing with these issues.
But reflecting on the losses to date, President George W. Bush repeated the mantra of recent months.
We're not going to bail out lenders. And we're not going to help speculators. But we will help creditworthy people stay in their homes.
And worries on the home front during the festive season are making an impact on what's normally a busy shopping period.
Most retailers are seeing, somewhat slower sales than normal.
Economist Martin Regalia hasn't seen a major slowdown yet, but he says the U.S. consumer is much more cautious given the gloomy outlook.
The holiday season, the spending has not been what it's been the last couple of years. I mean, it has been, I wouldn't label it abysmal, but it started out the first weekend looking, pretty decent, and then it has slowed.
So at the end of a tough year and probably a difficult one ahead, there's time for reflection, which also means plenty of hindsight. And Max King of Investec Asset Management says there's one inescapable and obvious takeout from 2007.
When you see something coming, get out of the way. I think everyone saw that the property market was going to come down, the small caps were going to come down, and yet people were quite slow to sell in advance and prepare for it. So I think don't assume that bad news is discounted in the price. take action in advance, I think, is a big lesson from this year.
While Max King is predicting a recession in the United States, he says the news is much better for the rest of the world.
Far too much attention has been paid to this question of will there be a recession, particularly in the US. And the reason why so much attention has been paid is that most of the analysts are US-based and US-centric. There is a good possibility of what the Americans call a recession, two negative quarters of GDP growth. There's very little chance indeed of 2008 GDP being lower than 2007, and virtually no chance at all of world GDP being down. So on a global scale, no, there won't be a recession.
While there have been plenty of losers after a rocky year, there is one big winner emerging on Wall Street. The economic power of China has been bolstered after rescuing banking giants like Morgan Stanley and Bear Stearns with cash injections that run into the tens of billions of dollars, meaning China's influence, while hands-off for now, will become more pervading in the years to come.
Business editor Peter Ryan.